What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for the mid-season finale recap show of The Walking Dead. Alongside of me, I have Miss Somebody. I was going to see which one was going to talk first. Kristen! What's up, Kristen?
What up?
That was like an awkward silence there.
I was like, thinking that he usually says something. I know. So I'm like waiting for it.
I just tried something different there. and then we got on the other line, Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good. How about you?
Sweet, sweet. I'm actually doing pretty good because Jesus is not with us. And normally, if anybody's tuned into these recap shows, you can sense that we're rock stars. But sometimes Jesus kind of drags us along. Makes us not sound good. So he's over at Mr. Hollywood's like, I couldn't be on because I'm at Krampus premiere and I'm going to be hanging out with the stars. So he did send his notes. So I do have the notes. And I think I want to do it different. We're just going to start off with Jesus's email, go through his stuff, and then whatever he hasn't mentioned. And if we have anything else, how about we talk about it? Is that cool?
Yeah, we'll just make fun of whatever he has to say.
That's how it always is. Let's see here. The first thing here. The episode was called Start to Finish. It was the mid-season finale. We get the return back, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Do you think one of y'all are going to have a boyfriend to watch couples Walking Dead?
Wow.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I thought we were supposed to roast Jesus.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. It's just happened.
Seriously.
It's just happened.
What is this crap?
Sorry. All right, here we go. The Walking Dead recap notes. He put, for a storyline episode, this was so good. Have y'all had a chance to read this?
No.
Okay, this is the first time y'all are hearing this, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So he put, for a storyline episode, this was so good, but as a mid-season finale, it lacked. Interesting. All right, so do you think, I want to know, ladies, how do you feel about the mid-season finale?
I have to say, I kind of agree with what he said.
What?
No, I liked it. I liked the episode.
Right.
A lot, but I thought with the preview last week,
uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be like nonstop crazy shit happening.
Yep.
And it wasn't really like that, but I liked it anyway.
Okay, Brancy.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of agree with Jesus. No, but the episode was good, but I see what he means about it being a mid-season finale. You expect something big at the end. And like, I almost feel like if they had put that little clip that they did for the preview,
right?
If they had made that the last scene, it would have been like, oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? And I can't believe I'm going to say this too, but I would have to agree with Jesus.
Oh my God, we're all going to get struck by lightning.
Yes, we are. Watch it. Step back. Step back. Yeah, you know what? I totally agree. The whole time I'm watching it, it was like there were so many. It was a great episode, okay? And we all liked it. But like every time I was watching, I was like, oh. Then I was like, what? Commercial? And then it just, every time it was like, it almost got you, but then it would like let you down. And then up, and when I say let you down, it would like get your heart racing and then calm you. And I'm like, no. Especially after I had seen that article that saying that Andrew Lincoln said that this episode was going to be the darkest. Even at the end of it, my wife was like, this wasn't dark. So yeah, I think it didn't feel like a mid-season finale for me either. So, Jesus. You've learned a lot from us. This is good, Jesus. You're learning. You're blossoming. All right, here we go. So the next thing he said, best part was Deanna and how she, spoiled alert, she ends up dead. It's obvious that, was that y'all's favorite part?
That wasn't my favorite part.
Right?
No.
Okay, Jesus, you just ruined it.
You started strong,
really strong, and now you suck. I mean, she gets bit, but she does spit some knowledge on Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think that Deanne's going to go out with a bullet to the head. Dude, did y'all see that coming?
Nope.
Mm-mm. She went out like a G. And I do have a question.
Finally.
I know, right? Finally she did something. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. She was a good leader on paper. But she needed Rick, and Rick, I think Rick needed her. Now that part where Rick comes in, I'm not gonna lie, my heart stopped a little bit when you see Deanne over the baby crib.
Oh my gosh.
Did y'all think, what was going through y'all's head?
I thought he was gonna chop her head off.
Yeah.
I thought she was gone.
See, now let me ask you a question. If she was still human and we saw that she was human and Rick's like, no, how would you have felt then? Would you have been like, oh, I'm still Team Rick. He had to do, he thought, or would y'all be upset that he killed Deanna when she's still human?
No, I wouldn't. She was going to die anyway.
Ooh. Bro, jeez, have a heart.
But she was.
It's Christmas, Kristen.
Oh my God, I'm Krampus.
And single. That's
fun. Right. Whoa.
You asked for my opinion, and I gave it.
I know, but just sometimes it just bothers me because most of the time your opinions aren't correct, and it's just.
Oh my God.
It's embarrassing. No, I thought the baby, and I thought Deanna was a goner, but Rick stopped. Because just Rick is just super awesome. He already knows. Let's see here. Let's see. Deanna brought Michonne some thoughts, provoking words, gave Rick a pep talk, and at the end went out like a fighter. I think we all agree that, right?
Yep,
she was definitely cool. Here we go. What do you think she left in the notes for Spencer and Maggie? Francie, what do you think?
You know, that's what I don't know, because I can understand why she left one for Spencer, but I have no idea why she left it for Maggie.
Maybe
I think because Maggie worked the closest with her.
She did, but...
And she might know she's pregnant.
But, I mean, I see that, but then I also think, like, in the note, I was thinking, like, she wrote in the note, like, hey, Maggie, I totally made a mistake. I should have made Michonne my assistant, but be well and... Whatever, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure out. Hey, Jesus, once you hear this, I don't know what. I mean, Spencer's like, hey, you know, like quit being a douche. That's what I think, because he was, you know, I'm definitely put wool over everybody's, even his own mom. She, you know, I don't think she raised him like that. Let's see here. Blah 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 blah. And speaking of Maggie, real quick, in the beginning of this episode, was I the only one bothered that it's not like the horde came in and like were running like 28 days later? There, did you see how Maggie was like stumbling and falling and everything? That is, I was watching with my wife and I was telling myself, I really think that Alexandria has made everybody soft, because look at the prison. They were like strategic SEAL team. And this one here, Maggie was like stumbling and then barely climbing the ladder, and I was just like, oh God, Maggie. And then I was like, you need to go, Maggie, get eaten. But, you know, I just, I don't know. It was kind of bothering me, because I just feel like the crew should have done better in their situation. They just like ran in the garages. I don't know.
The thing is that, Mike, sometimes your opinion is wrong.
No, it's not. Because anybody that's, you do, hold
I'm
on.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I know you are, because then once again, your opinion of me is wrong. See, that is what I'm telling you. It just wasn't the same team you saw in the prison.
No.
You know? I mean, they took out real prisoners, okay? And I don't know.
I think they're too comfortable with the home setting.
Yeah.
Which I just said, Alexander's made him soft. Once again, you're using my answer. Here you go.
Oh, my God. If I disagree, my opinion is wrong.
No, actually, that's a good thing they use my opinion, because then your opinion won't be wrong.
Oh, my God. Carry on.
Here we go. Glenn didn't do much, even if he's at the fence watching Maggie struggle with a swarm of zombies. I think he knew she was okay. And Glenn's not the type of guy to go running in there. He has a plan. Plus, he's got a kid, a teenage girl with him.
Yeah.
I mean, what do y'all think? Was Glenn in the wrong? Because it seems like Jesus is thinking that Glenn was a loser, especially for coming back from the dead.
I don't think so. That's what I
asked. No, I think he played it safe, which is what you should do. But my dad was utterly convinced when Glenn was looking at Maggie, he was utterly convinced that Maggie was like going to fall off and die in front of Glenn.
Oh, see, my wife thought that the lifeguard stand or whatever the hell she was on was just going to jump over right there. Mm-hmm. She was going to be screwed. Eugene, mullet man. Tara and Rosita are trapped in a garage, and it takes Eugene how long to decide he knows how to pick a lock? Like, really? He's reading a history book while they're all trapped. You know, I was telling my wife right in the beginning when all the zombie crap happened, and he's like wedged in between two houses, and then he doesn't fight. I think I'm over Eugene.
Yeah.
I think he needs to die.
Yes.
You know, it's just very disappointing. And then he's absolutely – and Jesus is going – yeah, I totally agree about the picking lock.